Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sharonda Sweet for, with Brian J.
Hi. Oh. Is he on?
Yeah. Brian, Timothy.
Timothy, what up, man? How you doing?
What's going on? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Good. Just enjoying this New York weather. It's very cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for taking time out to speak with us. Man, do me a favor before I speak with you. Introduce yourself, everybody. I know who you are.
Okay. Yo, y'all, what up, man? It's your boy, Brian J. Mister. Let me take you out. Sana, Red Zone, Island Def Jam. What up?
All right. So, man, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from this small town south of Atlanta called Hawkinsville, Georgia. Population of about maybe 1,000 people. Maybe.
Okay, so when did you know that you had this voice that, you know, who told you to sing, and how did this thing actually come about with, you know, you being discovered? How did it all come about? Explain the whole journey.
I began singing at a very early age. I started at 6 years old. I knew then that I wanted to make sure that I was doing music for the rest of my life. I found a love for that at a very young age, and it grew up with me. I was singing in and everywhere that I could. I did my freshman year in college, and I met a guy who was managing Jonte Austin and Sean Garrett and Jarvis at the time. I sang for him, and he invited me to his house, and I sang for this producer at his house. And the next morning, we was working on a demo, and I didn't know the producer was cousins with Tricky Stewart, who produced songs for Beyonce and Rihanna, and, you know, you name him, he's done major songs with him. And he told me that I had to wait a year because he was working with them at the time. So I'm thankful that I did wait that year because I had a lot of time to mature and grow. So by the time, you know, when the time was ready for us to work, you know, we had wheels to roll on. So that was basically how that happened. And, I started doing YouTube videos. You know, YouTube or the social networking is like a huge thing now. You know, you can actually make yourself a superstar in your own home, you know, just by recording videos and singing and having traffic come to you and your page. And that was basically how I started, and kind of sort of after I got with Dream. And I mean, not Dream, but Tricky. And, we came over to Def Jam and we did a deal. And here we are now working on the album, which is set to come out the top of next year. First single is out, which is called Let Me Take You Out, featuring Travis Porter, which is doing great. It's been out for a little over 3 months, already 5 million views and downloads. Yeah, man, it's just all a blessing right now. I'm really excited about it.
Congratulations on everything so far.
Thanks so much.
You're part of, how does it feel to be under the Def Jam umbrella? How does it feel? And, I mean, before signing to Def Jam, did you know any history about the label and all of the accomplishments that you know, they had accomplished over there?
Oh yeah, I definitely knew about Def Jam, L.A. Reid and the artists that they had and the great representation of the music that they brought to the game. So I already knew, you know, what they were capable of doing and how the system operated. And for me to be over here is all a blessing. You know, I thank God every day for it, because things like this don't happen every day to a person like coming from where I come from, which is a very small town. Like, this is huge. So this is all a blessing.
Right. Now, we hear a lot of so many different artists are coming out right now,
mm-hmm.
on the artists to that extent. What makes your music different from what we're already hearing already?
I just think what makes my music different is that my music is the blueprint of my life. You know, it's real music. It's the things that I've gone through and the things that I've lost and I've gained. You know, as an artist, you know, it's our job to make music that everybody can relate to, you know, because we all have some type of job where we don't want to be there and talk about that every day. So for my music is what I want people to listen to and to help them get away from work or whatever they're just going through. Like, I want my music to be the cure for whatever it is that they're trying to get out of.
As far as musical influences, who were some of your musical influences coming up?
Growing up, you know, my parents really didn't allow rap in the house at all, but we did listen to it whenever they left. But Marvin Gaye, Luther, Stevie, Sam Cooke, Michael Jackson, Al Green. I mean, just a lot of great, great artists. You know, I had a chance to witness great music at a very early age.
Now that you have a record that's doing well right now, where do you plan to take all this? What's next for Brian J, and what can we expect?
What's next for Brian J? You know, with more work comes more responsibility, and you know, I'm willing to take on that head on. So, you know, I definitely gotta put in the amount of hours that I did in the past. I gotta do that double. And just continue to make great music that people can relate to and the music that people want to hear, but not make it so much that it sounds like everything else is on the radio.
Right. Do you feel that you're prepared for what the industry has in store for you, or do you think you're prepared for that?
I mean, that's something that you can prepare for physically, but mentally you can't, because, you know, you can't determine, you know, what your career is going to be like. You know, that's all in God's hands and the people that are behind you. You know, I think if you have a great team behind you that want to see you successful, you know, then, you know, you'll have a great beginning story and a ending story. So I think with me having great people behind me wanting to see me do well, is I'm going to be just fine.
Right. You're still in the recording process in regards to your
album,
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now... So I know you're gonna be giving me a phone call and saying, Tim, I need you in the studio to do this hook with me. I'm not gonna be stepping a phone call or.
Oh, you know, I got you, Tim. You know, I got you, man. You know, we're working on this song right now, so you know, you may get this call in the next week. All I'm just saying is, you just be prepared. I don't want you to be caught off guard by it.
I'm waiting for the phone call. My dad will be honored, man. And you know, anything that I'm on, man, it's already a Grammy nomination right there. So
that's what I'm saying. See, we need to put you on this whole album. If that's the case, we're gonna put you on this whole album.
I don't need to be on a whole album. One song. That one song will take care of everything, man.
Just that one song
will take care of everything, man.
Okay. We don't need to make history then. We just do this one song, then we'll get, you know, the Grammys, and we'll be good.
I appreciate you. You're a good dude, man.
Appreciate that.
You want to give out any shout outs or anything like that, man?
Definitely. Everybody go and join Team Brian J at www.brianj.com. Y'all follow me on Twitter at Brian J Music. Y'all keep me on my Facebook at Brian J Music as well. And go and download the first thing on the iTunes Song of the Week. Let me take you out, Brian J. And big shout out to Tim.
Yes, man. And Jay, man, hey, you got to come back by the show, man. Don't let this be your last visit to my show, man. You got to come back anytime, man. I'm making you a friend of the show right now, man. So you definitely got to come back, man. We definitely got to do some music together, man, and everything else, man.
Definitely. I'm totally with that.
All right. Jay, man, you be blessed, man. Much continued success with everything, man. And once I get your music over here, man, I'm going to start spinning it for you, man. And I wish you the best of luck with everything, man. And congratulations, man, on everything.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that.
All right, man. You be blessed, man.
You do the same.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Then it don't need to be with me. Nothing but beautiful and knowing you so much for listening to another State of Stay Show. I'm out. Peace.
The business.